Big shout out to Big Fatty, and I recorded that off of his show. And at the end of that show, Francie, you got a shout out from him. You'll have to go back and listen. Yes.
I got, I sent you a tweet about it. Do you have a linky?
I sent you a tweet about it. I'll send it to you.
Oh my God. He's my, I love him. I just love that kind of humor. You know me. I'm weird. I just adore him. He is just too much.
Yes, yes.
Like the way he says tissue.
Yes, yes. And I am the patron saint of the Big Fatty Online podcast. Because you're on the opening of the show every week. So
I could be an official unofficial fangirl.
Well, yes.
You know, for when Mr. Fatty gets vapors.
Yes.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
All right. I just adore him. He is just too much.
Yeah.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2405 of the BFO for Monday the 3rd of April 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend and about some unusual e-letters I got. Yes! Hello, Green Thumbers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are Green Thumbers. Big Fatty, is it infected? No, it is not infected. Big Fatty, are you starting a new gardening segment? Does Digger need to do a bumper? Well, we'll talk about it when I talk about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess, y'all, we've got a lot of celebrations of exiting the birth canal this week, y'all. And I couldn't figure out what was going on, but the first week of July, Big Fatty Independence. People have been, they've declared independence of their underpants. Well, maybe that's it. But, y'all, today, we have not one, but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, y'all, I've met at the Pride 48 several times, and you're just as nice a person as you'll ever meet, and huge supporter of the Pride 48, y'all, he does that... He has his own little chaotic little show. Big Fatty, I hear there are ravings about it. Well, perhaps the chaotic ravings about it. Yes, Big Fatty, that sounds good. Y'all, it's the one and only Mags. Y'all, it is Mags. Yes, Big Fatty, we love Mags. And y'all, then the second celebration of exiting the birth canal. If he lives with this person, he's got good taste. I'll tell you that. Y'all, it is none other than Pooh. Big Fatty Pooh. Did you step in something? Was Granny over? No, not that kind of Pooh. Y'all, it's Moose P's hubby, Pooh. Big Fatty, we love Moose P and his hubby. It's true. You know, they're up there in the Raleigh, North Kakalaki. So, y'all, if you see Mags or Moose P's hubby or even Moose P on the 20 or the face, y'all, pass along your celebration of exiting the birth canal wishes. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, Gussie, I hadn't talked to you since Thursday evening when I recorded the Friday show. Larry Cly has been kind of under the weather this week. He came in for a little bit on Friday morning, but y'all, then he was gone. He just wasn't up to it, and so he was gone. And y'all, Big Fatty had an eye doctor appointment. Big Fatty, did you get your head examined too? No, I did not. But so y'all went to my eye doctor, and I've noticed that when I noticed? Big Fatty, we don't know. I've noticed that when I look at the computer, I feel like I need to take my glasses off. So that's what I've been doing. But anyway, y'all, so I got my eyes checked, and my vision had changed in my right eye. And y'all, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, my appointment was at 11:30 a.m. in the morning. You know, I go to the lens crafters, and y'all, you know, I have the coal mine vision plan. Yes, Big Fatty. And so, y'all, it's pretty good. It's called iMed. And they say it's one of the better plans out there. So, y'all, I went and had my vision checked and had the test and everything. And, you know, they do the little puff of air in your eye. And then you have to, you know, you got to fill out your paperwork, and then you got to wait for the eye doctor, and then he does the initial exam, and you know which one is better, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, you know, and you get your eyes dilated. A Big Fatty, thank goodness it was your eyes that were dilated. Well, yes, and Then you have to go sit back out in the waiting area for the dilation to have its full effect. And I did that and all. And y'all, I thought I might be there for quite a while. After the eye exam and everything, y'all, the eye exam cost me $10, a $10 co payment. That's all I had to pay. So then I went, and this nice lady helped me choose a new pair of frames. And, you know, I can get a new pair of frames once every two years. So I've made a selection, and, you have the special, you know, they have to do the lens, do you want the trifocals? Do you want the progressives? Do you want the polycarbonate lens? Do you want the special coating on it? Do you want lots of crazy stuff and all, y'all? I chose another pair of frames that are similar to the ones that I currently have, but they are different, a little bit different. But the lens are all the same except for the change in vision. And y'all, my prescription all is so fucked up that you know, I couldn't wait an hour to get it. Y'all, they had to send them off. Ready? So it's gonna be on the 14th, Good Friday, that my glasses will be coming in, or so they say. But y'all, I just wanted to tell you this, that you know, it's unbelievable how much shit costs. Ready? Y'all, the retail price of what I got was $948. Big Fatty. And that didn't include, I mean, the eye exam was $95, but I only had to pay $10. But, y'all, of that $948, I had to pay 172 plus the tax. So it was right at $198 or something like that. And, I mean, it's just crazy how much this stuff costs. And, and plus, you know, you got to pay for the insurance. I think it's like $7 a month or something like that. So, you know, I paid $198 plus the $10 is $208 plus the $7 a month is $84. You know, so it's right around $300 I've had to pay for this $900 worth of glasses. Big Fatty, that sounds like a pretty good coupon if you ask me. Well, I guess it is. So the point I was getting at, Big Fatty, I didn't know there was a point. Well, there is that I headed on back to the coal mine after my appointment because, you know, I didn't know how long it was going to take. And I told them when I left, I said, I don't know if I'll be back or not. But I was back about 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon. And but y'all, on my way back, I stopped by the Lowell's because, I bought my new grill a few weeks ago, and I'd asked for the discount for it being a floor sample, and they gave me 10% off, and with the tax and everything, the grill was $199 plus the tax and all, but with the discount and all, I only paid $194.32. Well, y'all, sure enough, this week, I think it was on Wednesday or Thursday in the newspaper, y'all, the very grill that I bought was $30 off. And y'all, I was mad as a snake. And old Veda gave me a call. We'll play that a little bit later in the week to bring it to my attention. But I was quite well aware of it, y'all. So I went on the www. I went to see if the Lowell's had a price match guarantee. And y'all, sure enough, if you buy something from them and it goes on sale within 30 days, you can go and what they'll do, they credit your original price back to you and then they charge you the sale price. So y'all, the Lowell's is right there by my eye doctor. So I stopped in there on the way back to the coal mine and I said, okay. Oh, Big Fatty, did you belch like? No, I did not belch like that. But anyway, I said I got this grill 2 weeks ago, and now it's on sale. She goes, "We'll take care of that for you, Brick Party." I said, "Nah, it was a floor sample." Said, well, it's still a floor sample. We'll give you that 10% off also. So y'all, they credited back the $194.32, and just because I paid attention to reading the newspaper, I got recharged $165.03. So y'all. Almost $30 because the 10% discount went down. Y'all, it's worth it to stay on top of these things. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, I went and I did that, y'all, and I came home and I cooked on the grill. I made some hamburgers and I grilled some boneless chicken bazooms on there. And y'all, I had that with some sugar snap peas for my supper, and then later on that evening, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, y'all had okay. Okay, the squeaky gentleman caller is just all excited. Yes, Big Fatty, and he doesn't get to, well, anyway, you know, feast off famine. And right now, we're in kind of I wouldn't say a feast, but we're being well nourished. Big Fatty, well nourished. But anyway, y'all, it was my I won't say most regular, but yeah, he may be my most regular nowadays. But the 33-year-old, 34, that loves to come by and loves the special chat. I came over, and y'all, it was just lovely. Needless to say, that evening, it was, you know, it was like, it was just like it was just like you could just feel the tension lifting. Fatty, please. And y'all slept like a baby. Big Fatty poop everywhere. And anyway, y'all, then I slept in Saturday morning. It was so nice to not have to get up and anything. And y'all, then I kind of piddled around the villa here. I don't think I did much of anything. I did go for a nipple walk through Fat Acres on a full right and Saturday. And y'all, it's lovely. Just lovely. I think we're getting ready to have quite a few new homes started. Then I piddled around and all. Y'all took a little nip-a-nap on Saturday afternoon. Then I had my supper, and y'all, I was on that sticking with a poke. And y'all, there's no way I can remember everybody that was there. I know that David, that blue jeans guy, was there, and Jimmy Bayer came by, and the Shy Yeti was there, and of course, Gavin and Jim and Big Porter. And it seems like there was, there may have been somebody else, but I can't place them right now. Big Fatty. Did that. And y'all, I announced I was going to pull an April Fool's trick on Granny, because Granny wasn't in the chat room. Little did I know that scoundrel was listening. He was listening. So y'all, when I got out to the bar Saturday night and started to pull my trick, y'all, both he and Durwood turned it around on me, and they tricked the tricker, Betty. And had a lovely evening with Granny and Durwood and Big Dick, and I think that was about it. But it was just a real nice evening. Came home and once again slept like a baby, Big Fatty. And y'all, I clearly I am not going to have time to finish telling you about the weekend or about the unusual e-letters that I got over the weekend. But y'all, I did want to let you know that at noon today, I'm going to put a picture. Going to put a picture up of Big Fatty's screenshot from him being in the Forrest Gump, a courtesy of my Northeast stray boyfriend. Yes, Big Fatty! And y'all, that picture is in response to that Whitman Tinker wanting to see what Big Fatty's... see Big Fatty's debut on the big screen. And by the way, Whitman Tinker says he doesn't mind being associated with people not being able to sleep. Big Fatty, you probably weren't able to sleep Sunday night either, because you couldn't sleep with a Tinker's dam. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Mr. Tim Kumal little show. And Francie, who is she's become the mad poster, posting over at the BFO. And Francie, what do you love the most about the BFO?
I just adore him. He is just too much.
Yeah.
Oh, too much of what? Too much gas.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.